Go ahead, comment.
Yeah, I've been listening to you guys. You guys are talking about a lot of stuff I have some experience with. So I just want to make a comment. I'll tell you the truth. As far as the Epiphones and the Gibsons, I totally agree. The Epiphones are much better. And even with the Fenders, some of the Squires are better than the Fenders. My favorite guitar to this day that I have is a standard Tele, and it's a Squire, but it's a Squire Affinity. They only made them for a few years, but it plays better than any regular Fender Tele that I've ever played in my life. Just it's a wonderful guitar. It sounds great. It plays great. Never goes out of tune. So I just wanted to throw that in there. I'm going to go back to listening to you guys. You guys head back at it. WITG 959. I'm back on the side.
WSKC 956 ID. So that Squire Affinity Tele that you're talking about, I had one for years. I had the Butterscotch Blonde that looked like the 56 reissue. And it even kind of had the mimicked nitrocellulose on the fretboard. And the whole neck. And it was the maple fretboard. That thing was outstanding. I upgraded the pickups, but that neck felt just out of this world. The sound after the pickups especially was just beautiful. The guitar was phenomenal. And I liked that thing so much more than a lot of the Fenders that I had played. And you're looking at something that was like a quarter of the price of a 56 reissue.